Let's stand up, those of you who want, and we go through those exercises, which in a way want to address our inner wisdom. Because when we speak about the etheric body, we often say, oh, that's the body which cares for our life forces, it makes us healthy, lets things grow, and so on. So justice, the worker there. But the etheric body is our body intelligence. The etheric body is our body wisdom, but it's also a much deeper wisdom. The whole wisdom of evolution is in this body. The sense of beauty lives in this body. And this realm we want to enter touch a bit this week. So please, to start with, just stroke gently over your thighs. The thighs are attributed to Sagittarius and to Sagittarius Jupiter. The planet of the etheric is attributed. And we don't have to do it, it's just something one can discover. And now go a little bit down, and it was just touching it that you can feel it. And now try to feel your thighs. And then slowly, slowly, very slowly, millimeter for millimeter, stretch your thighs and just practice to stay there. I still feel them. And then let your breath react, and maybe you even start feeling your shoulders, but stay in your thighs. Very often, if one does an exercise where one comes up, one ends up here. That's nice, it's fine to reach the heart. But for this moment now, we try to stay there in the thighs, and maybe bend them once again, feel them, and use your hands as if you have a tin with fish and you want to open it, and you screw it there, this metal band around it, and so you use your hands, and then you screw, and with little screws you bring the thighs up, and slowly you use your hand to stretch your thighs and stay in your thighs. Let your breath react. It's a helpful imagination. That's this law of eurythmy. I work here and something happens here. Yeah? We try it again. Thighs are bent. We are in your fingers. We use this energy, and by turning them bit for bit, we stretch the thighs. Does it help to stay in the thighs? That's why I do it. It's just to help them. And do you notice that you feel your feet now? There's a sort of connection between the thighs and the feet, also with the shoulder girdle. A last time, without turning the hands, just bend your knees. Feel your thighs slowly, slowly, slowly. Stretch them, stay in your thighs. Feel your feet and your shoulder girdle. And the idea is that you don't have to put, I must feel my feet now, but you become aware, oh, I am in my feet now. Oh, I am in my shoulder girdle here, just by stretching or straightening out of the thighs. We do the next exercise, the O gesture. And many of them know them. You have your hands in front of your chest, and you use the forces of the heart to send the hands along and form a circle. The fingers come together, they nearly touch. They can touch that, but they needn't. And then you have this gesture. And now try to feel this round gesture with energy flow from your heart into this round circle. And experience that the energy you give in a way also affects your body back. And in a way it becomes strong and stable. And let go. Let the breath react. Maybe you make a little step. It sometimes helps to start anew. Yeah, just like letting the memory go. And when we do this, stay aware of your thighs. Let this energy from down there also flow into this O gesture. Be aware that your love can flow. It needs something which carries your love in the world, yeah, which brings it forwards, the boat which lets your love flow, yeah, and use this part also, or let it also stream in. Just from the heart, build this O gesture. Let it become full of energy. And let this energy react back towards your own experience of strength in the body of fullness. And slowly come back, keep the energy, and let go. I come forward, we repeat it one more time, and then we go on. I use the forces of my heart. I do not forget my thighs, but I work with my heart. I let it become full, a stream into it. The breath reacts, and then I slowly take my arms back, but the energy stays. And the breath reacts. And to what somebody asked before, that you don't feel bad afterwards, do not push yourself. Just try out, how do I have to do it that it feels good, that it serves my feeling. Good. But how do I have to do it that I feel there's something through this O gesture, an energy is coming about, which starts to carry me. Okay, we go back to the legs. Exercise 3. Just stand relaxed. Put your toes a little bit apart. The heels stay where they are. Put your weight a little bit towards the toes. And then relax your body, relax your thighs. And sink down a little bit. And the thighs, the legs start to become a form. Now, no gesture, just by themselves, it just happens. But now, use your thighs and let them grow and become big and put energy in that they lift your whole legs a little bit, the heels come up, and you have the feeling you create a round atmosphere down there. And you do it with your thighs. And then you let go again. And let your breath react. In the video you will see that you can also use a chair to have better balance. Yes, do a little step or not. And what we try, that we use this energy from the thighs to create this roundness around us, the skin, the feeling of being a bear, yeah? But using this O in the legs to create it, yeah? So relax. The legs just bend. And now let your thighs grow, let them become big, let them make everything round. Feel yourself a little bit leaned forward by this and feel roundness coming into existence. The stomach is still and still relaxed. The pelvis is relaxed. The thighs are doing it. Maybe you could not do it as long as I did it now, but after practicing a while, this energy will start to carry you. Yeah? So you don't have to fight with your legs. How do I do it? How do I do it? But you create an energy which starts to carry you. and it becomes easier to do it. Don't overdo this exercise. It should do you good. Now we invite our legs or our lower system, our inner wisdom, to go for a walk with us. We walk a circle. We walk on the right side, half a circle forward, and then we arrive. And then we continue to walk on the left side, backwards, to where we come from. And the idea is that you use your hands to invite your legs to walk. That the legs do not start walking, but you say, come along. We do it now. Come along and lead them forwards and lead them towards the left to the center. Now we change because we change two worlds. We change from the left, right world to the left world. And then invite your legs. Come on, come a little bit here and back. Yeah? And here. So just as if you would go for a walk with your dog. A nice dog. Huh? It's exactly doing what you want. And you practice this a little bit. And then, oh, I can do this. No problem anymore. It's still good to do it because it lets these energy fields grow or that makes them accessible to you. But then you say, oh, maybe I can make the laces, where you have the dog, your tie, longer, and you have the hand ups here, here where the chest is. And you lead your legs from there. Come a little bit along to the side. Come on, come a little bit forward. And just a little bit to the left. And stop, please. Nice, thank you. We change, we visit the left space. Come along here. And come along backwards. And come on here. Yeah? And let go. You see, we want just to create the distance, but it still reaches what is down there. And if you manage or not, you might become curious, can I do it from up there too? So I do it a little bit lower, then you can see it better. And I try to reach my feet, to invite my feet, come along from there. And the hands start and the feet fall a little bit to the right. Come forward, my darling, and here to the left. And stop, please. The hands tell the legs. And now come on, and the legs follow. That's the exercise. You try that the legs follow. Very gentle. And let go. So in the video, we do it also two times like this, but feel free not to copy, but just stay where you feel well, and from time to time you experiment what's possible and what do I leave for the moment. The last exercise is the O gesture again. We are well, we stand, we are connected, we feel our legs. They feel good. We feel them. And again, we do the O gesture as we did it before. From the heart. And our whole being goes in there. We fill it with empathy. And we receive the reward. And slowly we come back. And the breath reacts. And now we do it above us. We start at the heart, above the head. And the heart sends the arms into an O, rising up and forming the O gesture above our head. And the heart is doing it. And now feel this O with empathy. And now have the feeling, if maybe down here you feel grounded, you feel down there, to let your arms just come back. And let's repeat again that you go up there, But in a way, you have the feeling, I experience some big, big O down there, too. But you are only forming the one above. You are not doing the lower one. Use your heart. Form the O up there. And just observe, is down there a mirror picture or just a good feeling or anything happening? And come back. And now we do the same towards below. The heart sends the hands out and we form an O down there. And we stream into this O with empathy. We make it strong. We go down there. But we observe if maybe up there a second O or makes us aware of the space above. Feel this O down there and look if it can make you aware of the space above you. And come back to the heart. And to finish, we create the O in our back, in the lower back. The forces of the heart lead the arms to create an O behind. And we fill this O with our empathy, attentiveness. But maybe you feel that this energy you put in here also makes you grow within your chest, gives you a good feeling of growth. Or it's not there. And you can have the picture of a swan on a lake with these nice, beautiful wings, which just bring you forward like this. Okay. Thank you. Just let go, relax, and feel what's going on in your body now.